Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Let's talk Little League Baseball. I think anytime you hit this stage in the summer, that's always a fun topic, right? Kids, summer, and baseball, they just work hand in hand. We have a very good 10U squad here in the local area that has done some amazing things, including 40 consecutive wins. They just picked up the state championship, and now they're getting set to head off to California. We'll talk about the various fundraisers, and we're going to hear from each kid on the team. Joining us to talk about everything that's gone down, we have the three coaches, Derek Martinez, Justin Powell, and Rob Smith. Guys, it's a pleasure to get you in today. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate you having us.
Thank you.
Derek, I want to start with you. Again, manager of the squad, these kids have had a lot of success. Now they're moving on to the regional tournament, which will take place in California. I guess the first question, just kind of talk about the process, how these kids got to this point, and then we'll move into the fundraisers. But getting past state, moving into regionals.
Well, yeah, these boys have been playing together for several years now, consisting of kids from both Carbon and Emory County. They've been playing and competing throughout the year in the Rocky Mountain Baseball League, several different tournaments throughout the state, in which we've been winning at a high rate, which is great. But it goes toward to say what with the kids, they enjoy being around each other. You know, when we're not at baseball, they're wanting to hang out after, go with everywhere they want. They're wanting to be together. This is a great team, has a great chemistry. All the coaches and dads that are helping are good, and you know, great communication, great parents helping with the team, and it's been a really good experience.
And we'll move over to Justin Powell. Justin, we were talking about how good this team is, and it's very impressive. They won 40 consecutive games. That's kind of unheard of, especially for a group of this age.
It is, and it's like Derek said, it's a good group of kids, and they're hard workers too. We put in a lot of time, both coaching wise, dad wise, and with kids, and they've worked hard. They're talented, but they put in a lot of work, and the success really equates to the work of the kids, and it is impressive. Played in multiple tournaments, and it's not low competition. They played some very good teams and been very successful at a pretty high level. I think that's what makes it more impressive.
I know we're going to get to talk to the kids here in just a moment. Before we do that, let's just kind of preview what we'll jump back into after we talk to the kids. A lot of fundraisers to get to California, right? A lot of fundraisers. I mean, it's going to take a community to get these kids here. Whoever wants to kind of touch on that, I mean, you guys have a long list of things put together to try to help out for the costs.
Yeah, a lot of fundraising going on because we have a really short period of time which we can fundraise with, and probably highlight that being with a raffle that we've all put together. Rob Smith's going to spearhead that. We're going to do a car wash on the 4th of July in Huntington. Wingers is going to have an event next week, which we'll get some profit off of that, and a few other things, but those are probably the highlights of it. So if anybody could participate in that, it'd be greatly appreciated.
Well, let's talk to the boys. I think this will be a lot of fun. We'll ask them some questions. So guys, I definitely appreciate you coming in. We'll catch up again in just a moment.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
We'll start talking to some of the players on this 10U squad that's getting set to head to California. Starting first, we have Jason Calley and Rigdon Roten joining us. We'll start with Jason. Jason, it's great to chat with you. Thanks for stopping by today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, here. Definitely. Let me ask you a couple of questions about baseball. Why do you love it so much? What's your favorite part of the game?
I just really enjoy, like, the pressure with it. I really don't crack under pressure, and I love hitting, and that's what I love about baseball.
What position do you play?
I play catcher, third, and I pitch.
Okay, so who's your favorite baseball player?
Probably Javier Baez.
Okay, yeah, that's not bad. Who's your favorite team?
Cubs.
Okay, all right. Well, Jason, it's great to chat with you. Let's move over to Rigdon. Rigdon, I'm going to ask you the same question. What do you love so much about baseball?
I love hitting and fielding in the field because it is fun for me, and I love the pressure too.
What position do you play?
I can play everywhere, but I mostly play third base, and wherever my coaches put me, I'm ready to go.
I see you got a championship ring hanging around your neck. Is that pretty special to you?
Yeah, it is.
How'd you win that? Tell me about how you won that.
So we went to Roosevelt and beat the Vernal team twice. We didn't hit as good the second game as we did the first game, but we still did great.
So tell me, who's your favorite player and favorite team?
Javi Baez and the Cubs, because Javi Baez, because he makes magic happen, really, and he is called El Mago. That means the magician.
So a lot of Cub fans on this team, I'm noticing, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of you guys like the Cubs.
Yeah.
Jason Rigdon, guys, thank you for stopping by, and best of luck as you go to California. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stepping up next, we have Jack Madrid and Nate Tatton. Guys, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Now joining us, we have Jack Madrid and Nate Tatton. And Jack, before you and I hopped on, you were telling me about a play that created kind of a special memory. Tell me about your favorite play.
So I made a diving play, and I liked it because I caught the ball in the outfield and I dove for it.
Do you play outfield all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and who's your favorite player?
Aaron Judge.
So you play outfield just like Aaron Judge. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You like him because he hits the ball really far?
Yep.
Now, I know your teammate, Nate, sitting right next to you, his favorite player is Aaron Judge, too. Why is that, Nate?
He plays good.
Yeah, he's pretty good, huh? He's not bad at baseball. You're a Yankees fan, too?
Yes.
Okay, what positions do you play?
Everywhere except for first and catcher.
What's your favorite position?
Like pitcher. Maybe.
Yeah, why do you like to pitch?
Because it's kind of fun if you throw strikes. If you're on, it's, like, really fun. But if you're, like, not doing good, it's not really that good.
Yeah, it's not as fun, huh? You also told me that you're looking forward to playing a certain team when you guys get to California.
That's Hawaii.
You want the big guys, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, you guys, good luck as you travel to California, and I appreciate you stopping by and spending some time with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now stepping up to the mic, we have Callan Donaldson and Jace Urbanek. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Callan, I'm going to start with you. Tell me about your favorite baseball player and your favorite team. Why do you like the game so much?
I like the Blue Jays because, well, I don't really have a really favorite team, but the Blue Jays would probably be my favorite team. And my favorite player is probably Josh Donaldson.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys share the same last name, right? Is that why?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What position do you play when you're playing baseball?
Center field.
Do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
You like playing outfield?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about playing on this team?
Probably that we win a lot and we're good sports to each other sometimes.
You're all good friends?
Mm-hmm.
Jace, how about you? Who's your favorite player?
Mike Trout, and I like the Angels.
I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. No, Mike Trout's fantastic. So what position do you play?
Catcher, sometimes first.
Yeah. And as far as winning, your teammate Callum was just talking about this. You guys don't lose very often. That's got to make it more fun, right? It's always fun to win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you looking forward to when you get to California?
Oh, have a good time and play some good teams.
Yeah. I'll tell you a joke since you're an Angels fan, okay? Do you know what the difference is between a Dodger dog and an Angel dog?
The Dodgers like dodging the World Series.
No, you can get a Dodger dog in October.
Oh my gosh.
Guys, I appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay, now we have three players stepping up to the mic. First, we have Jacko Smith. We also have Mason Powell and Alex Martinez. Jacko, I get to talk to your dad all the time on the radio. Now I get to talk to you about baseball. Congratulations on getting to regionals.
Thanks.
Tell me about the season. What's been the best part so far for you?
Going 40-0.
Yeah, that's it's pretty impressive. Is there a specific game you remember that you were really, really happy to win?
Versus Elite.
Yeah, why is that?
Because they're just kind of annoying.
I love the honesty. I love it. Plus, you guys have won a lot of hardware as well, right? I mean, you guys have won some championship rings, I know. That's always fun. So tell me about your favorite baseball player. Who is it?
Mike Trout.
Okay, and your favorite team's the Cubs, right?
No.
Really? That's good. Who's your favorite team?
Blue Jays.
Well, at least you've strayed the way of your father. I'll give you credit for that. All right. Thanks, Jacko. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Let's go to Mason next. Mason, we'll talk about the season so far. And the best part, you guys have won a lot of games. That's got to make it really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your favorite memory?
My favorite memories from games, probably when I hit my home runs.
Yeah. How many home runs have you hit this year? Have you lost count? Or
18.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure. That's a lot of home runs, right? You like to hit the ball very far then. So as far as playing with this particular team, you guys all seem to get along. You all seem to be really good friends. That's got to be fun. What are you most looking forward to in California?
I don't know.
Making the trip?
Yeah.
Just playing, right?
Yeah.
Playing against some of the big boys. I got to ask you, I'm asking all the kids, who's your favorite player and favorite team?
My favorite team is Boston Red Sox. Favorite player is David Ortiz.
Okay. I like that. Your favorite player doesn't even play anymore. That's cool. Yeah, that's neat. All right. Well, thank you, Mason, for coming in today.
Thanks.
Alex, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Thanks for coming in. You excited to get to California?
Yeah.
You guys got a lot of work to do, though, before you can do that, right? You got some fundraising to do.
Yeah. It's been tough.
Do you like fundraising?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah? What's the best fundraiser you guys have done so far, the one where you've had the most fun?
Maybe selling the popcorn, because we just hang out, and then once we see people, we just go up to them and ask them, would you like to help us go to California? And it's pretty fun.
Yeah. You guys have a lot of fans here.
Yeah.
Have you guys noticed that? A lot of people root for you guys. That's pretty cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What position do you play?
I mostly play second, but once in a while I'll pitch.
And who's your favorite baseball team?
Dodgers.
And who's your favorite player?
Trey Turner.
Okay. All right. I think so far you win that category as far as favorite team and favorite player. I'm gonna have to say you win that so far. Alex, thanks for coming in, buddy, and best of luck in California.
Thanks.
We have two more players joining us. We have Jace Bassoni and Austin Leonard. And guys, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
All right. Jace, I want to start with you. Tell me about playing for the Eastern Utah All-Stars. What position do you play?
I play, mostly left field.
You like playing outfield?
Yeah.
Yeah, left field. You get a lot of action in left field, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. Who's your favorite player and favorite team?
My favorite team is the Phillies, and I like Bryce Harper.
Okay. If you're a Phillies fan, you have to like Bryce Harper, right? We've been talking about how often you guys win. You've put together a lot of wins this year, and that makes it even more fun to go out and play, right?
Yeah.
Is there a particular win that you remember most that made you most happy?
Yes.
Which one?
When Mason hit a grand slam.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Is that grand slam to win the game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's pretty exciting. That's pretty exciting. And then we'll bring in Austin Leonard as well. Austin, what position do you play?
I play first.
You always play first base?
Well, I sometimes play pitcher, mostly first.
Which one do you like more, pitcher or first base?
Probably pitcher.
Okay. Who's your favorite player?
Mike Trout.
Do you watch a lot of baseball?
Kind of a lot.
Yeah? You play it more, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited to go play in California?
Yes.
Have you ever got to do this before?
Yeah.
So you kind of know what to expect, then.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a team that you're really excited to play against?
Kind of.
What team is that?
They might come in or not. It's Hawaii.
Okay. Everybody wants to play Hawaii because, well, they're pretty good, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you guys go have fun, and I appreciate you coming in, and good luck in California.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. And we'll wrap things up. We'll bring in another assistant on the team, Rob Smith. Coach, I get to talk to you about high school baseball all the time. Now we get to talk Little League. It's different, and I'm sure this is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's definitely different. It's a good time. The kids have a lot of passion for the game, and it's fun to be around.
The kids definitely seem to really get along. Seems like the coaches all get along too, right? So it's kind of like a family environment.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great environment, a lot of camaraderie. We all have a lot of fun. The kids have fun. The coaches have fun. It's a great environment, and it shows by how well these kids play.
Well, let's end by talking about the fundraisers, because the communities can definitely help get these kids to California. And, Coach, I know there's a great deal of fundraisers. You guys have a lot cooking between now and then.
Yeah, so this weekend and Monday we'll be at Heritage Days. We'll be selling raffle tickets, popcorn, all kinds of stuff, just trying to help earn money. Then Monday we'll have a car wash at JN. $10 a car, and the boys will help dry it off after. Then next week, from 6 to 9, Wingers is going to, on Tuesday, Wingers is going to give us 20% of all the proceeds. So come out, support these boys. They've worked really hard for this. Great opportunity for them, once in a lifetime, maybe. So help them get there. Anything from the community helps for sure.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you guys bringing in all the kids. It's always fun to get them on the radio. And best of luck as you guys head to California. I look forward to getting some updates and reporting to hear the people here locally on how you guys are doing. So thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Always fun to get some Little League Baseball talk here on the show. We have more to get into tomorrow. Right now, we are going to pause. So much happening in the NBA and in the world of college athletics. Plenty more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return.